That, my friends, includes you. For God knows what's in your bank balance and your heart. And knows that you talk about love and mercy, but invest in those who devour the vulnerable and keep the poor in their place outside the gate. You don't like it when someone tells it like it really is. But here it is. No beating around the bush. The poor are getting poorer, and you are part of the problem. You're all right. You've got a roof over your head and 3 square meals a day. But someday soon, you may find yourself on the street, wondering where your next meal is coming from. Because you don't deserve what you have any more than those who have nothing. You think you've earned it? Well, if I was keeping account, you've also earned punishment for your many sins. Things you've done and haven't done that help to oppress the powerless and further impoverish the poor. You do nothing and say nothing. You don't rock the boat saying, "What difference could I make?" I don't know why I bother with you. Why I am wasting my breath. Seek good and not evil, and you may live. Don't just talk about the Lord God being with you. Act as if God is. Hate evil, love good, and practice justice in the public square. Then maybe the Lord God will be gracious to you. And don't try to fake me out with false repentance. I won't be fooled by your weeping and wailing if it isn't matched by action. You speak and sing about the day when the Lord will return. Well, watch out in case it happens, because you may not like it. It might be like coming face to face with a mountain lion or a bear. Reaching out to switch on a light and getting it bitten by a snake. The Lord's coming may mean darkness instead of light. A big black cloud with no silver lining. I despise your religious festivals. I can't abide your conferences and conventions. Don't bother with your ostentatious offerings and charitable donations. I want nothing to do with them. Your peace offerings will bring no peace. Just stop making a racket with your noisy songs. Your drums, your pianos and guitars are making my ears hurt. But what I really want to hear is the sound of justice roaring across the land like a tsunami, and righteousness like a river refreshing the nation. That's what I want to hear.
It's not often at church. It's not often at church that we get a quote Jerry Garcia, but somebody's got to do something, and it's just incredibly pathetic. It's got to be us. Amen. And we are a bunch of broken vessels. And we serve a God of mercy and justice. And he's serious about it. He's dead serious about it, as he told us in the words of Amos. He's left this in our responsibility. And we get to be up here in this place of immense privilege to be able to enjoy being with one another in this incredible beauty, to discover a side of life and of love and of beauty and of fellowship and community, something that we rarely get. And it's such a privilege. But also, we go back into the world, some tomorrow, some in a couple of months. And once again, we serve a God of mercy and justice, and we bring his peace in a fallen world. I'm dirty. I'm dirty from the world. And I need to confess that I've fallen short of the demands of a God of mercy and justice. He's also a God of mystery, and he's given us this gift of confession. I don't know how that works, but the idea that we could lay before him our sins of commission, our sins of omission, and he can cleanse us, and he can put us in so much better of a place where we can serve him in the right way. Corporate confession can be a challenge, because we're taking on responsibility for the transgressions of others, and we're owning it. And these are things that may not have originated with us as individuals. Tonight, we're going to seek some forgiveness for shortcomings in protecting the planet, in protecting people. We acknowledge that in environment and in peace and justice, there's been a lot accomplished. The church has done incredible things. And we've partnered with a lot of other faiths and a lot of other people in doing incredible things. But I think there's ample evidence in the world that we've fallen short, that people still suffer, and there's much yet to do. We learn a lot from our Judeo-Christian heritage, where confession is conducted in public, where the Jews used to conduct this in public, and they would share the responsibility for the transgressions and allow it to be owned corporately. So we want to do that tonight. We want to bring about that public confession and own some of these things that we really do need to own and start to work on in a more concerted way. We're not asking everybody. If you're not comfortable with that, reflect in your own way. But if you feel like confessing, please join us in a time of corporate confession.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. Holy God, give us the strength and the wisdom to see, smell, and listen to your creation, and to be moved to protect and cherish the blessings that you have given us. May we no longer be moved by greed and destruction to waste your world, for if we destroy it, there will be no other. We now know that the destruction of your creation is a sin. And so, for our self-centered living and for failing to walk with humility and love of all creation, Holy God, have mercy on us. For reluctance in sharing the gifts of God and for the carelessness with the fruits of creation, Holy God, have mercy on us. For not fulfilling our calling to be stewards of your earth, forgive us, holy and gracious God. For damaging your creation, and with that, adding suffering to those dependent upon the functioning of a healthy planet, forgive us, holy and gracious God. For the misuse of human relationships and the unwillingness to see the image of God in others, holy God, have mercy on us. For jealousies and misunderstandings that divide families and nations, and for rivalries that create strife and oppression, Holy God, have mercy on us. Lord, may we work with you in establishing love and relationships and justice in public. May we work with you in the renewal of the earth's ecosystems. Empower us, Holy Spirit. May we speak out and act for the good of all people and creation. inspire, and help us, Holy Spirit. May we work together to use the abilities you have given us for the greater good. Encourage us, Creator of the universe. In all these things, we ask forgiveness and for the courage to act with justice and love. Amen.
Our hymn tonight is 518, 518, and we will sing this one.
And to paraphrase another slightly less angry prophet, Micah, he says, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? Go. Act justly. Love mercy. And walk humbly with your God." Amen.